Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. Mayor Jim Kenney has made a veiled threat to the annual Mummers Parade, protesting the New Year's Day incident in which two mummers wore blackface. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the mayor is demanding changes or else.
The city might consider hosting its own New Year's parade on Broad Street, the mayor says, or it might impose conditions on the cost forgiveness the city provides the mummers. Those scenarios were in a letter to the presidents of the five mummers divisions. Their attorney, George Beatty, says they are ready and willing to work with the city on the decisive steps and meaningful change the mayor has demanded.
Unfortunately, the actions of these two knuckleheads that did a horrible thing, and they were wrong, and they've been universally condemned for it, you know, and the city says it's unacceptable. We agree, totally.
The letter was released on the same day that Councilmember Cindy Bass proposed penalties for wearing blackface in public. Pennsylvania Speaker of the House Mike Terzai has announced his retirement. KYW's Justin Udo reports he'll step down at the end of this term.
For the last 19 years, Terzai has served in the House as a representative of Allegheny County. And since 2015, the Republican has served as Speaker. In his retirement announcement Thursday, he said after long talks with his family, he decided it's best to pass the torch and move on.
That's why I'm announcing that I will not be asking my neighbors to nominate me for another term or to elect me for another term. While I won't be running for re-election, I will be doing everything I can to help this community and state that I love.
Terzai says he hopes to enter the private sector. A Villanova theology professor who closely follows the Vatican and church operations says Pope Francis has sent a message with the appointment of Philadelphia's new archbishop. KYW's Mark Abrams reports.
Professor Massimo Fagioli says it's no secret that the outgoing conservative Archbishop Charles Chaput has had his disagreements with Pope Francis.
He made of Philadelphia the most visible center of a certain way of interpreting Catholicism, both internally on some social political issues, but also globally.
Fagioli says Chaput was adamantly opposed to Francis's proposals over the years to modify church doctrine, including relaxing rules against communion for divorced and remarried Catholics.
Fagioli says while bishop in Cleveland, Perez spoke out against the Trump administration's policies on immigration. A meeting at the Jewish Community Center addressed worries over security in South Jersey synagogues and overall safety for Jews in the region. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports from Cherry Hill.
There are efforts to both beef up security at Jewish facilities and train people to better battle spikes in prejudice-based behavior. Shira Goodman, local director of the Anti-Defamation League, shared this statistic.
New Jersey consistently has the third most anti-Semitic incidents in the nation, the third behind only New York and California. And last year we tracked 200 anti-Semitic incidences in the state, which is 20% over the average.
$90 million in federal money is being spent on securing nonprofit and religious buildings nationwide.
Congressman Don Norcross is sponsoring legislation to quadruple that next year. SEPTA's new general manager is planning to get a firsthand look at how user-friendly its fare card is. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Leslie Richards already has a SEPTA key card, but as the former PennDOT secretary gets familiar with her new job as SEPTA general manager, she says she's going to give the fare card a workout next week.
I will be carrying a SEPTA key card with zero money on it. I will be loading the money as I need it. I'll be going from mode to mode, seeing how easy it is to use. It's very important to me that people feel SEPTA is welcoming, but also that it's intuitive and they know how to use it.
Richard says despite the problematic rollout, the fare card offers flexibility that riders can't get with tokens and paper passes. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.